It's fascinating that this bracha of Amar V'Shena actually concludes with something that's nothing to do with sleep. Normally we have a rule that a bracha is meant to conclude with the same theme as as what it opened with. But really, HaGomel Chasad and Tovin Amar Yisrael means who bestows good loving kindness upon his people Israel. What's that got to do with anything? Why this? Why now? Rav Monk points out this is really the bracha of the daytime. Why? Because the daytime is a time of chesed. The Hagid Bavaiker Chastacha. Nighttime. That's time when Ascha Balelais. And that's why we say, Shema Mayisolad. At nighttime in Hashkivenu, because that's nighttime is a time of the enemies, it's a time of danger, it's a time where everything is dark and scary. We're vulnerable. But the morning, when the sun is shining, as the sun is rising on a new day, everything's clear. Everything's bright. We feel emboldened. We've had a night's sleep. We're safe. We're secure. We feel Hashem's love, His warmth, His embrace. Chesed is a time of is associated with daytime, because that's when we tap into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessings. When we tap into a can-do attitude of realizing and appreciating everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us as individuals, does for us as Klal Yisrael. He's Gimel Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibon. It's Kulei Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gives and gives and gives. What do we deserve already? He's Kulei Tov. And we, Klal Yisrael, are the ultimate recipients of that chesed and that tov. So as we go into our day, and we've been made aware, patently aware, of the various different pitfalls and challenges that can occur on a daily basis, various different threats to our integrity and to our ruchnias, we then tap in to this Gomel Chasadim Tov and Lama Yisrael. And I think that links in beautifully to Hamar V'Shena. You wipe away the sleep, you get rid of the sleepiness, which is associated with darkness and nighttime and loneliness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you embrace us in a world of chesed and loving kindness. It's really up to us to see it. Hamar V'Shena Me'inayim Me'us Numa Me'afapai. It's about us waking up. Waking up from our slumbers, hisayri, hisayri, kiva, ayri, akumi, ayri. Waking up, opening our eyes, seeing clearly, being able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being able to perceive His chesed. What else is mourning about if not that? As nature is reborn every single day. What's it about if not feeling that warmth, that love, that glow, that care of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, realizing it's not just about us as individuals, it's us as part of Klal Yisrael, the nation that's meant to represent Him in this world. So of course He bestows an extra amount of chesed on us, because we're in a relationship with Him, because there's a deep connection, because there's a symbiotic relationship where we actually need each other. Hashem needs us to make His name manifest in this world, so to speak. And as a result of that, we are just the recipients of an insanely incredible amount of divine chesed. If every morning we can realize how blessed we are, we will go through the rest of the day with a real spring in our step.